Let's try to put human faces on some of these statistics about unemployment. We visited Anthony Caricelli of Parma, Ohio, near Cleveland last week, in a neat home on a leafy street that he shares with his wife, three sons, two cats, two dogs, and their children, snakes and spiders. Mr. Caricelli is an electrician. He's been looking for full-time work for a year and a half. His wife works during the day, and Mr. Caricelli is glad for the added time he can spend at home. With his youngest son, David, who's seven, before he takes him to school at noon. Mr. Caricelli is a proud member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 38. Each day, the union posts a list of jobs that open in Cuyahoga County. There are about 400 unemployed electricians in his local. Last week, Tony Caricelli was 45 on the list.
My business is based on people going out and getting loans and building, and if the economy's bad, that doesn't happen. So as soon as I go back to work now, I'll start socking money away. I'll live like I do now on unemployment, for the first year at least. Then when the next time comes, I'm prepared. I was prepared this time, luckily. Yeah. You know, I wasn't prepared for a year and a half.
Is it sometimes hard with your kids to be out of work?
Oh, every day. Yeah. They like to eat every day now.
Yeah.
Sometimes more than once.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets hard. You know, I signed the out of work list at 259, and now I'm at 45. So I call every day. It's a recording. They just basically, they tell you if there's any work available. Last Friday, There was 9 jobs available. 8 of them were temporary jobs, 2 weeks or less. Mm-hmm. So one permanent job, that's one guy in front of me went to work permanently. Everybody else will be back in 2 weeks. I'm going to get your book bag together because we got to get going here soon, bud. All right, buddy, you ready? Ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Unemployment in Cleveland hovers just under 10%, according to Mayor Frank Jackson. It's no longer last in the nation, but only because parts of California, Florida, and a few other places have lost more jobs. Unemployment trickles down, too. When recession hits, all companies lose money. They let go of workers at all levels, from executives to IT specialists to security guards. And when a recession persists, like this one has, almost all companies cease to hire. We sat down with a group of people you would call long-term unemployed at the studios of WCPN, our member station in Cleveland. They range in age from their 30s to their 50s. Randy Jameson is an IT worker who's been without a job for 16 months. Tony Chinakis is a graphic designer who worked briefly for the U.S. Census this year but last had a permanent job in January 2008. Mark Peters was a DHL driver before the company began to let people go 2 years ago. We asked how they're getting along, living for a year and a half, 2 years, even more, without a job. Randy Jameson spoke first.
The frustration is not coming in little cat feet anymore. Way back when, I've been out 16 months now. Mm-hmm. The first few times, oh, that's going to happen. I got plenty of time. Now when it doesn't happen, it's boom. You really got to work a lot extra hard, try to put a smile on your face, and go for the next one.
Okay.
My name is Tony Chinakis, and I live in the city of Cleveland. For me, this last year was kind of, I was optimistic because I got my master's, so I was in school, and I don't know what I was thinking. I thought, once I have that master's, I'll apply for a few jobs, and that did not happen. So I'm still optimistic, but it's getting a little harder.
Mark?
My last job was with, I was with driver for DHL Express, was there 13 years. Then I went to heating and air conditioning school, figuring, you know, up here everybody's got heat at least. So, but, that's been a little frustrating.
How long have you been out of work?
08, October of 08. Mm. My bathroom looks a lot nicer.
Because you've been cleaning it up?
I don't know, I remodel it, so yeah. I guess there are some positives there.
You have nothing to be embarrassed about. But nonetheless, over the past year, year and a half or more, have you sometimes been embarrassed?
On a really bad day, if emotions aren't running real high, the wife goes, "Why aren't you out there?" go down the street and knock on every single door. I said, dear, it just doesn't work that way. And she just doesn't want to believe it. So the nervousness and the frustration has absolutely got to the point where on a bad day, way off toward the horizon, I can see the beginnings of not frustrated, scared.
I hate to admit it. I think I am embarrassed because I'm like, they're probably looking at me like, 2 years, what have you been doing? You know, and it's...
Yeah, like you're wasting your time just sitting around.
And it's...
Benefit checks,
it's,
yeah.
It's friends. I have lost a lot of friends that just don't understand what's going on.
Mark? You know, fortunately, I didn't, live beyond my means, so I was able to have some money stashed in the bank. I didn't listen to the real estate agent who told me I could afford twice as much house as I bought, so... Mm-hmm. You know, those things have been pretty good. I haven't really had a panhandle for cash, which would be obviously embarrassing.
What's it meant to you?
What about fear? Now I'm to the point where I'm scared to death. That, because I do have a house, and I'm scared to death.
Forgive me, but when you say you're scared, you're scared of something even worse happening.
Just financial. I mean... Yeah. I hate to admit, I have no insurance. I don't have parents. It's just my sister and my brother and I, and it's just scary. I don't know.
What do you want other people to know while we have the chance about what it's like to be in the situation you're in?
Go ahead, Tony.
I just want to be out of my house, even though I'm out all the time, but it's like... It's Sunday night, and you're like, okay, well, what should I do tomorrow? It's Monday. Okay, I do my tutoring on Monday, or I go to the library, or I want to be with people. I think some people take it for granted having a place to go.
What would I tell someone? Stick with it. Try the best you can to have a positive attitude.
Yeah, I agree.
And on those days when it just doesn't work, and you just can't shake it, or you can't sleep all night long, it generally doesn't ever happen two nights in a row or 2 days in a row. Mm-hmm. But try to smile. Always be honest.
Yeah, just be honest with yourself. And if you're out there looking, it doesn't make you a worse person if you're not employed right now. Just you're the same person you were when you had a job. It just, maybe you don't buy ice cream from the ice cream truck no more.
Mark Peters of Cleveland. I don't know about the ice cream truck, but Tony Caricelli says there'll be no real vacations, no boat rides for his family this summer. He's still out of work, and gasoline is expensive. He says that he'll do whatever he has to do to support his family, and that includes keeping a cheerful outlook. The Local 38 job line posts jobs a little after noon, so Mr. Caricelli drops his son David off at school before calling. He's not the only father on the playground.
I mean, there's a lot. This is a big area for construction workers, especially union guys like myself. And see each other here. We don't see each other on the jobs anymore. So it's a bad time for guys like me.
I got to tell you, I am. I'm really impressed by your positive outlook. And I don't think you're just blowing smoke. I mean, I think you've got this figured pretty well.
Well, it's getting harder now because I've been off for so long, and the savings is starting to dwindle, and we still got a Christmas in there coming, and if I could go back to work at this point, if I go back to work within the next 2 months, I can probably get back on my feet without skipping a beat, no problem.
Well, let's call right now, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Good afternoon. There is a two-week kid here. It's at Hillcrest Hospital. Third shift of 4/10 for 2 weeks for two watermen, non-smoking, drug card required. This job will start for unemployed members at 2 p.m. today.
So that's a two-week temporary call for two guys. Mm-hmm.
So is that something you could qualify for? Is that a job?
That job,
is that good
news? I would qualify for that.
Yeah.
But there's 45 guys ahead of me, too. At least 30 of them qualify for that.
By yesterday, Tony Caricelli had moved up to number 35 on that list. Maybe he'll get through the 2 months he sees as his limit and land a job after more than a year and a half. His health care coverage ran out just on Tuesday. He received his last unemployment check next week. He watched him walk his son to school hand in hand. The little boy wore a shiny blue backpack that said, Superhero. And when he held his father's hand, he didn't think of Spider-Man. Next week, Cleveland and Cuyahoga County was ground zero for the foreclosure crisis in 2008. What's happened to those homes and neighborhoods? Our thanks to WCPN in Cleveland. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.